Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're going to change our tone up just a little bit here in terms of our conversation. So you see the Port Authority buses. You often see when folks are riding their bikes and they connect their bike to the front of the bus. But guess what? Some folks are actually forgetting about their bikes. How does that happen? Adam Brandoff from Port Authority joins us. Hey, Adam, how are you?
I'm well, Lynn. How are you?
So how big of an issue is this? How many bikes would you say have actually been left there?
In the first roughly 6 months of the year, we've had about 10 bikes per month, so one every couple days.
Am I right? It's the bikes that are placed like on the rack thing, like on the front of the bus?
Yes, all of our buses have a bike rack on the front that can hold two bikes.
And so what are we thinking, that people just get off the bus and forget that they were riding their bike in the first place?
It's really hard to say. I'm not really a believer that you would get on a bus, you would have a bike, get on a bus, and then get off the bike and start walking and think, oh, wouldn't it be nice to have a bicycle right now? I'm probably more, we've heard it, I can't really speak to whether it occurs, but we've heard that in other cities, individuals are stealing bikes and leaving them on public transit vehicles so they don't get caught with them.
Oh, okay. See, I wasn't even considering that dynamic. So you've had about 60-some bikes. What happens? The driver gets to the end of the route, end of the route, and realizes there's a bike left here. What happens from there?
Yeah, so if in cases like that, they fill out, we have a ticket that they fill out in triplicate. One they keep, one goes back to the division director, and one comes back here to downtown. We make attempts to find the owner, oftentimes with a bicycle. That's difficult because not many people write their name and number on their bicycle. The bike stays at the garage for 30 days, and if it goes unclaimed, it goes often back to the person who found the bike. We have been able to successfully get bikes back to their rightful owner about 50% of the time. Usually, I would say those are individuals who get off the bus and remember, oh, I just left my bike on the bus, or a bus operator forgets and drives away. That happens, you know, once in a while.
Okay, yeah, they forget that the bike was on there. Yeah,
right. So. And it's generally that the person who's riding the bike forgets to remind the driver, hey, don't forget, I have my bike is on the front. I'm going to get it. But by and large, we are able to connect those people back with their bicycle,
with their bikes,
from their bus to the bicycle, and otherwise it goes back to the employee who found it.
Okay,
and that's something that we're looking at in other cities, including where our relatively new CEO came from. They donate bicycles that are left at garages.
Okay.
So we are looking into that as well.
Oh, that's a pretty cool idea. Now, we kind of started this conversation about bikes, but it makes me wonder, what about cell phones? You guys got to have to find a ton of cell phones on buses.
We do. I went over to the person who sort of keeps track of those last week, and she relayed that we donate to the, I believe it's the Women's Shelter of Greater Pittsburgh, mm-hmm. in the Shadyside area. We donate about 600 cell phones to that organization each year.
Wow, so 600, those represent the unclaimed cell phones. That's not
correct.
The total number of cell phones you guys find on the bus.
Right. So I'm sure there are many, many more that are lost but are recovered by their owners. And these aren't necessarily, they're not, it's not the latest iPhone. It's not the latest Samsung gadget.
Sure.
It's primarily like flip phones. But we know that even those are useful and can be used by organizations. So donating them is the least we could do.
Absolutely. Adam Brandoff, thanks so much. I'm guessing you guys have a very interesting lost and found over there somewhere.
It sure is. It sure is. You would not believe the things that the items that people lose.
Indeed. Adam, thanks so much for that. And hey, if you're riding a bus and you have a bike, don't forget your bike. Adam, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.